And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Pro Tem Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1351. More item on the general portion of the agenda having to do with the airport, and I'll let you tell us about that.
Sure, Kathy. Thank you. We're going to update the commissioners a little bit on some of our security improvements that we're undertaking at the airport, getting ready for the bigger planes on May 5th. Part of that is a contract to do some a contract with a private security agency out of Salina. And we put out a call for about 9 different security agencies, and the SSI group out of Salina has had the best proposal for us, and at an estimated cost at $48,545. This, they will supplement what RCPD does for us today. Part of the challenges is we have to have ongoing security there during operations and flights, and sometimes RCPD isn't able to meet all those requirements currently, and so this will supplement. They'll still be doing some, but this will supplement that work for a longer duration. And then we'll also, just as an update item, we're having additional staffing that we're putting in place that will have airside responsibilities for the secure area and ongoing patrolling on a daily basis throughout the day. It's not a 24/7 operation, but it's a full day of activity every day. There's 5 flights every day of the week most of the time. And then one of the things they'll need is a vehicle to help do some of that on-airport security. And so we're recommending the commission approve the purchase of a pickup for $18,645 off the state contract.
Linda, anything to add?
Just that we're pleased that we're going to have larger planes at the airport. We won't run into full. We'll be able to continue booking flights. And that means upgrading some of the things that we've gotten along with really well for a long time. But we're entering in the next level of service. So it's
consent agenda, which is also lengthy.
It's pretty full. Yeah. Just some highlights there. We are starting the process to issue some general obligation bonds. We have about $1.2 million in special assessments on primarily residential subdivisions, which are all 100% to those benefiting properties, no city at large. We also have about $3.1 million in airport bonds for phase one of the airport terminal, and then also just a little over $1 million in general obligation bonds for the fixed-based operator facility, of which that rental pays and services that debt.
Not for us.
Also got a proposal for petitions for infrastructure improvements at Heritage Square North. So that's out on US 24, a group there looking at more commercial development on the north side. That's where we have the traffic signal now on US 24, and so new development going to occur. I know there's some doctor's offices that are involved in looking at that and some other commercial areas, so starting to put the utilities in and the streets in. That's what this petition is all about. And then getting started on the Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center. So this is a process where we're going to we were successful in being approved for a Section 108 loan program under the Community Development Block Program, and we do have
have a phone call. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Yes, I was wondering what size of, you say bigger planes, I was curious what size of planes we're getting and what does that entail?
Sure.
I'll list off there. Bye.
All right, thanks for that call. Currently we're serviced by a smaller regional jet, usually either a 44 or a 50 passenger regional jet, and on our Dallas flights, there's new subcontractor that American's going with that will be bringing in 65 passenger jets. They're obviously will carry more passengers. They also have a little more room, a little more headroom. One of the bigger advantages, they have a lot better storage capacity. So for our military travelers, they can carry a lot more gear. Which means they can fill all the seats, where sometimes they may have to eliminate a seat because of some of the luggage and extra gear. And so, again, that's starting on the Dallas to Fort Worth flights starting May 5th.
Right, and I remember a lot of activity when that came about. So I guess briefly, other items on consent, and we'll let Linda also talk about some things.
We've got some work at the wastewater treatment plant on some electrical and mechanical equipment, getting ready to select a consultant for that. Also, some waterline improvements that we're doing throughout the community, accepting and awarding projects for that to Larson Construction in the amount of $518,000. Also, some renovations at the existing Douglas Center facility on some electrical renovations. We're looking at some municipal court security improvements, awarding that contract in the amount of $159,000 to Trinium Construction of Manhattan. That's to put our court security provisions in place relative to the being able to provide the screening for court security given the new law that takes effect in July. So that's kind of the bulk of the consent agenda.
Linda, just some other items, and I know the mayor will be involved with recognitions, proclamations, mm-hmm. anything else you're wanting to add about tonight's agenda?
I just wanted to highlight that it's important that we recognize the citizens in our community and their successes. And so this evening, the mayor will recognize Angela Booker, who is a kindergarten teacher at Bluemont Elementary, as the USD 383 Teacher of the Year for Elementary. She will recognize Joel Gittle, instructor of instrumental music at Manhattan High School, as the USD 383 Teacher of the Year for Secondary Schools, and recognize Cheryl Fiel, 8th grade math, algebra, and geometry teacher at Anthony Middle School, as the 2017 USD 383 Master Teacher. Those are wonderful recognitions for these teachers. We'll also be having four proclamations. Each time we do a proclamation, we're recognizing a different segment of the community. They're usually representative of groups that are citizens, and it's good to call attention to their just projects. We'll be April 22nd. April 22nd will be the Little Apple Pride Day. April 24th to 28th is the Week of the Young Child. April 28th is Arbor Day. And the month of April 2017 is the Month of the Military Child. The relationships we're forging with Fort Riley are, some are really big, like a shooting range or sharing sand, and then others are softer and involve just recognizing the issues that a child with military parents who are moving all the time and resettling in new communities. So it's just an effort to call attention to those people. The other thing I wanted to call attention to is, one of the things I do as a city commissioner is serve as the city's representative to the Metropolitan Planning Organization Policy Board meeting. Karen McCullough is actually the representative to the Regional Council, but I'm the rep to the Metropolitan Planning Organization. We're having a policy board meeting on Wednesday, April 19th at 3:30. And the two items on the agenda. One is to review a proposal for a critical freight corridor project and with KDOT. And I think it's more IT-related than actual truck traffic, but I'm sure it's related. And the other item is possibly changing the MPO boundary to expand to include Wamego. And they are interested now in joining that regional effort because it really has to do with the distribution of transportation funds. And we all know that there's been talk about Highway 99 from Wamego South to Interstate being improved. And with them participating in this, there's a better chance that there would be some funding at some point in time in the future.
Very good. And I think I already have follow-up interviews with some of the folks involved with MPO, too. I always like to check in on them. Let's go ahead and take a break, our final break. 9:45, again, Manhattan Mayor Pro Tem Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fair. We might talk about some other upcoming meetings, too, while we're at it. 537-1350, if you have some last-minute phone calls to hear more about the City of Manhattan. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMA. Man.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship-quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.